Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a Record Room exclusive podcast. I am Craig, and we are talking about record shops. So we have a few young people in here, and they've been working with us behind the scenes, producing a lot of the content that's on Instagram, and a lot of it is really good. So I'm going to start on my right, and can you just introduce yourself?
My name's Ollie.
My name's Liam.
My name's Jerome.
My name's Tammy.
Anyone want to explain what Record Shop is and how they actually got the opportunity? Does anyone want to go first?
Yeah, man, I'll do that. Yeah. So Record Shop is basically a platform for people in the music industry, so experts or people, young people just like trying to get into it, where they can all connect basically, share their work. And the Record Shop Instagram has basically just been a hub for any music content, anyone looking to start out, anyone just interested in what's going on in music in general. We've just been making a load of content basically just surrounding music creation.
Yeah, good, really good content, I would say. I was blown away by some of the stuff because I work with a lot of the young people and the people in this room, and I was really blown away by the stuff that they were able to produce. And I was just like, wow, we actually need more things like this and more opportunities to give young people to express themselves and actually get paid for it, which... Yeah, everyone should be happy. You guys got paid for that, so to actually do what you like. So I think you should. If you're good at something, why not get paid and gain the experience? Yeah. And my next question would be, what was your guys' experience doing this for about a month? I know it was really short, but what was your guys' experience?
I think for me, like, just doing the process, like, I never really made, like, content like that before.
Yeah.
But, like, making the content, like, making it educational... It's like something that I've like enjoyed a lot. I've enjoyed the process a lot, even like the editing and like just recording it. And I kind of want to like do more of it in the future, like post more on social media and like be more out there. I feel like it's just maybe a bit more confident, social media wise. So, and I think I gained like a lot of skills in terms of like, I didn't know how to like use any of it. I was on YouTube tutorials like every night, like just trying to look at how to do the editing, but I feel like it helps a lot. So,
does anyone else have an experience like that?
Oh yeah, me too. Because I'm not very good at like social media posting and consistency, so I feel like that really helped me. And I learned about Canva. Yeah. That app is really good. Yeah.
Yeah, Canva's really good. That's something I've also learned how to use like recently, and it's a good starting point because I've got loads of like templates you can use and graphics that you can incorporate a lot of your stuff in there. So it's a really good thing. So I'm just happy that people were able to be kind of pushed out of their comfort zone to doing that and actually gaining a new skill. But what were maybe the more challenging things maybe about kind of working in a more professional environment, if any?
Actual idea generation.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, like once you had an idea and you knew what you had to make, it was all right. Like I enjoyed like firing up my laptop and just getting on with something, but it was coming up with a good enough idea, like one that I actually felt worthy of going on Instagram. I'd say, because obviously you actually want to make something that's going to help. Like I wasn't just trying to make something just for the sake of having something to post. Do you know what I mean? So, but then that helped because then that helped me with like idea generation in general. So I'm better at thinking of stuff now.
Yeah. Even like the ideas and stuff, I didn't realize like, but it can be like the most like, to me, like the simplest thing, but it's so educational to somebody else. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't like kind of oversee it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's just that. But like, even doing like a 15-second video on how to do like a certain operation, like in a door or something, it's like valuable.
You can kind of like put yourself back like 2 or 3 years, like
where
you were, and then think like, what would have really helped me? And it is really simple stuff, but obviously like, it would have been helpful to you when you were starting out. So it's good to be able to make stuff like that.
100%, and I think that's what we want, is that you guys are young. You guys know what the young people need, and that's what I like. And working with you guys has been a good experience, and I've got to learn and even make mistakes because, like, I also don't know what I'm doing because it's something new for me. So I think a lot of the times it's like, oh, Craig knows it. No, I don't know. It's like it's also trial and error for me. So even when we're doing certain things, it's like I'm doing it for the first time too.
It's like a learning experience.
Yeah. It's like the best way to learn, I think. It's like just doing something and like not expecting something crazy, but like just putting it out there, and then you learn from what you've done and posted. So.
Yeah, because not everything I did was like perfect. I was like, oh no, I could have done this better. Oh, I made a mistake here. But it's like, no, just put it out there and see what happens. And I think the engagement has been really good from it, because we're almost at like, in a month, and just posting consistently, we're almost at like 6,000 views. And we've had like maybe like 20 new followers just from posting and the engagement and you guys just sharing it on your own like platforms and Instagram.
From an account that actually had done nothing.
Yeah.
It's positive, man. It's coming
a long way. Yeah. And why do you guys think there aren't more opportunities like this for young people out there?
I feel like people's attention is probably in the wrong places.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I can't name anywhere else in Northampton that is like free to talk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that does similar stuff. So it's like people's focuses are on different things. Like, they aren't always trying to fund new projects because, like, not everything's going to make loads of money.
Yeah.
So it's like actually putting money into people's futures. Mm. It's like not really that.
Like, in the current climate of the way how the UK is and the way how the world is, like, investing into youth because of the way how the youth are portrayed probably doesn't seem like the best thing to do at set times anyway. So, mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And realistically, things like this, it's helping a lot of the kids, like, get out of the mud and do a lot of things to themselves in terms of like the music and producing. Do you know what I mean? It's a hub for them to come and learn something and really put their like skills to the test.
And you raise a good point there, Jerome, and talking about this youth participation and getting young people to participate and giving you guys a power. Because when I was saying you guys post and kind of do what you want, I am relinquishing power and giving you guys the power to dictate.
Like, door for me. It's been helpful.
See that, like, doing events and like having to be consistent with content creation, I feel like this has helped me a lot with just coming up with new ideas for content and just being able to consistently put stuff out there. So, like, especially like writing stuff down more instead of making videos, I've had to put a lot of time into actually figuring out what to say more than like making a mad video. So, to me, it's helped a lot in like the lines of those things. So, yeah, no, it's good.
Well, the question was, what are your future prospects after being a peer leader and record shop? What would you want to achieve?
I feel like in this studio particularly, it's not like songwriting, like actually singing and stuff like that isn't very common. So I feel like maybe I would want to go into like mentoring people to do that and just teach them how to do that. Because, like, anyone can write a, like, song or whatever. It's like, how do you find your process, stuff like that.
I'll say for me, I want to do more content creation, like, surrounding music. I'm into journalism anyway, and I do like doing music journalism. So this has just been, like, more experience, just, like, writing about music, making content surrounding music. So, yeah, I'd say probably doing, like, music journalism, really. It's set me up for that.
And my last question is, what piece of advice would you give to young people trying to pursue their dreams? Because you guys are people who are, of course, music orientated, creative. What advice would you give to them on pursuing their dreams and just getting things done?
I think for me, like, what I've learned is just about like consistency. Because like everybody has off days and like great days, you know what I mean? As a producer, it's like, I've had a great week. I made like sick beats and got placements, and the next week is like completely flip side, innit?
Yeah.
But the whole thing is like, just keep making stuff, regardless of whether you think it's like bad or whatever. It's probably not bad, but it's like, you get to a certain point where it's like, everything has to be a certain way. But you never know, like, you might come back to it in a year, like, oh, I can flip this or something. Like, always just be consistent. And my other thing I was going to say is like networking as well. Like, just people like who you know.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really like, really helped me a lot. Like, contacting different people. I love meeting new people, do you know what I mean? Because you never know like what kind of experiences they have, who they know, do you know what I mean? And like, just, yeah, the whole network things got me places I never really would have imagined, do you know what I mean? So, and also an element of luck. But the thing is, well, luck comes in because of consistency, do you know what I mean? Like, keep being consistent, and you might get a bit of sparkle as well, do you know what I mean? So,
I was going to say, I was going to say a similar thing. Just leave the house, get yourself in situations where things can happen. Because like, you don't meet people, you don't get opportunities and get put in any good situations if you don't go out and do anything. Like, just always try and meet people, always try and network, always just try and put yourself in situations where things can happen. Because really and truly, like, you're not going to get anywhere if you don't actually try and do stuff and make moves and be productive.
My advice would be to like make memories and life, like lifelong moments that you can put into whatever you're doing, and try and like, what's the word, like capture the moment,
capture those moments,
and then you can go back to it and think, hey, like, I can make something out of this. Do that.
Yeah, and I'd say, what advice to the young people, say like, whatever you're trying to do, like, just do it and try it. Like, as he said, like, even if things don't go right the first time, just keep on doing it and trying, because, do you know what I mean? Like, things don't happen overnight, do you know what I'm saying? You have to give some time to let it marinate, let it get to where it needs to be. So, yeah, just whatever your dream is, whether it's music, football, whatever, just follow the pathway of someone else who's kind of done that and see where it takes you, type of thing, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
And, yeah, that is it from our podcast today. I think what people said was very informative. I learned a lot, they learned a lot, and hopefully we can speak with them in a few months and see how things are going. And but for now, thank you for listening to Record Room, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.